June 16, 1903, what renders the soul more dear, more beautiful, more lovable and more intimate with God is her perseverance in operating to please Him alone. Continuing in my usual state, I found myself outside of myself, and I saw baby Jesus with a cup full of bitterness and a stick in His hand. And He said to me, "See, my daughter, what a cup of bitterness the world continuously gives me to drink. And I, Lord, share it with me so you won't suffer alone." So He gave me to drink a little bit of that bitterness. And then, with the stick He had in His hand, He began to pierce the place of my heart through, to the point of making a hole from which a rivulet of that bitterness which I had drunk came out. However, it was changed into sweet milk, and went into the mouth of the baby, who was all sweetened and refreshed. Then He told me, "My daughter, when I give to the soul the bitterness of tribulations, if the soul conforms to my will, is grateful to me, thanks me for it and offers it to me as a gift, for her it is bitterness, it is suffering, but for me it changes into sweetness and refreshment. But what cheers me the most and gives me the most pleasure is to see that the soul, whether she operates or suffers, is all intent on pleasing me alone, with no other end or purpose of recompense. However, what renders the soul more dear, more beautiful, more lovable, more intimate with the divine being, is her perseverance in this way of behaving, which renders her immutable with the immutable God. In fact, if today she does something and tomorrow she doesn't, if one time she has one end and another time another, if today she tries to please God and tomorrow creatures, she is the image of one who today is queen and tomorrow a most miserable servant. Today she nourishes herself with delicious foods, tomorrow with filth." After a little while he disappeared, but a little later he came back, adding, "The sun is there for the benefit of all, but not everyone enjoys its beneficial effects. In the same way, the divine sun gives its light to all, but who enjoys its beneficial effects? One who keeps his eyes open to the light of truth. All others, even if they are exposed to the sun, remain in the dark. However, it is one who is all intent on pleasing me that truly enjoys and receives all the fullness of this sun."